children seriously ill with COVID-19 continue to fill intensive care units and hospitals around the country. Yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci sounded the alarm.
There's no doubt that there are more children getting infected. As I mentioned in one of my slides, the Delta variant is much more highly transmissible than was Alpha. Even though the percentage is small, certain percentage of children will require hospitalization.
In fact, according to the CDC, nearly 1,600 kids with COVID were hospitalized last week. It was a new 7-day record. One of those children, 14-year-old Serena Gonzalez from San Antonio, who was put on a ventilator after she arrived at the hospital a week ago. Her mother, Elizabeth Gonzalez, joins us now. Elizabeth, thank you for making some time for us.
Thank you so much, Peter, for having me.
And how is your daughter, Serena, doing right now?
Today, we can actually, I can breathe and have a sigh of relief. She is doing a wonderful turnaround. She's up and moving, which is great, and with limited oxygen as of today.
Hmm. Well, thank goodness. You think she's out of the woods?
I do believe that she is out of the woods. I'm hoping soon, within the next few days, probably get to talk about going home. So, yes.
I can't even imagine what it would be like to watch one of your daughters on a ventilator suffering. Serena's 14 years old. She should be getting ready to start high school. What was that like?
Well, you know, I guess I'll start this way, Peter. I was very unfortunate. As a mother, I was not by her bedside. I myself was in another hospital with COVID trying to breathe myself. And I got the phone call Friday that they had to intubate her and she had to be on a ventilator. The only comfort I had was the doctor on the phone telling me they were going to take very good care of her. And we were fortunate to have my father by her side, but it was not the same as a mom being next to your child, seeing it with your eyes and letting her know it's going to be okay. So it was very terrifying. I would have never imagined that this COVID would have hit our family and our children as strong as it did, considering that we are a very healthy family. So to answer your question, Peter, it was very hard.
I can't imagine. But I do want to ask you something. I understand that she was not vaccinated. She's 14. She could have been. And that also you and your husband were also unvaccinated. Can you help me understand why?
Of course, Peter. There's a lot of unawareness in the sense of thinking that in this aspect that you're a healthy family. You'll get over it. If you get it, it's not a big deal. You're strong. And I think the mindset that my husband and I had was, we're fine. But I will tell you, after knowing our health background, knowing that we're not immune to this, the first thing we're doing when we are out of our quarantine and everybody's home as a family, we will be getting vaccinated. We will not allow our children to go through this because there's no reason for them to go through this.
You know, I know so many parents, I've spoken with them, are thinking like, you know, COVID isn't so bad for kids. They might get it, but maybe they'll just get the sniffles. You know, it's not going to land them in the hospital. We know that's not true because look what happened to your family. Did you think that before all of this happened?
100%, Peter. And this is, I think, the good thing I got to see between two children, a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old that are fully healthy, and how each one of them is different in the response to being COVID positive. My 12-year-old spent just a few days in a hospital, no intubation, a little bit of oxygen, but she still had to be in a hospital. My 14-year-old, same situation, no vaccination, fully healthy, got COVID, and it was extremely life-threatening to a point of being on a ventilation. So I'm seeing with my own eyes, as a normal walking person out here, how COVID can be different for each person. I'm seeing it myself.
You live in Texas. This is a state where politicians have made masks and vaccine requirements illegal. Schools are getting underway. As I said, your daughter should be starting high school. Hospitals are full of kids like Serena. In a word, what do you want families to know?
What I want families to know is that if we can do whatever we can to take the right precaution, even if we don't know the whole answer, then why not take that chance? Why not make a choice to get vaccinated? You don't have to, but make the choice to get vaccinated. Make the choice to wear your mask. Make the choice to do social distancing. Nobody has to tell us to do that. We can make our own choice for ourselves and for our kids. And if the worst thing that comes from that is that our child might have a flu-like symptom, then we can be so thankful. But if we don't do anything, then we know that we're facing a place where your child can literally be fighting for their life. One day, healthy family. One day, I don't know if my daughter's going to wake up. You don't have to be in the battle. You can make the choice to make those decisions and be safe. You have that choice. We have that choice. We don't have to wait for somebody to tell us.
Elizabeth Gonzalez, her 14-year-old daughter, Serena, has been hospitalized with COVID-19 since last Friday in San Antonio. She was intubated. Elizabeth, I understand your husband is still in the hospital recovering from COVID. So thank you for making the time to speak with us. And we are wishing you and all of your family good health. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Peter.